WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Normally, the 101 segment tackles some question concerning meteorology with an occasional diversion into a closely related topic. So how about the system for rating the heat of chili peppers? I know James has a lot of experience judging chili cook-offs. Well, believe it or not, there is a rating system for the hotness of chili peppers called the Scoville Scale. Wilbur Lincoln Scoville, who lived from 1865 to 1942, was an American pharmacist and is best known for his creation of the Scoville Organoleptic Test, now standardized as the Scoville Scale. He devised the test in 1912 while working for Parke Davis Pharmaceutical Company to measure piquancy or hotness of various chili peppers. Wilbur was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and in 1922, he won the Ebert Prize from the American Pharmaceutical Association, and in 1929, he received the Remington Honor Medal. Scoville also received an honorary Doctor of Science from Columbia University in 1929. Now, one of his biggest accomplishments was the writing of The Art of Compounding, which was first published in 1895 and has gone through at least 8 editions. The book was used as a pharmacological reference up until the 1960s. The Scoville scale is a measurement of the spicy heat or piquancy of a chili pepper. The number of Scoville heat units or SHUs indicates the amount of capsaicin present in a pepper. Now, capsaicin is a chemical compound that stimulates chemoreceptor nerve endings in the skin, especially the mucous membranes. Now, perhaps one of the weaknesses to the scale is that it does rely on human subjectivity. The Scoville scale runs from 0, which signifies no significant heat, to 16 million units, which is pure capsaicin. Cayenne pepper ranks between 30 and 50,000 on the scale. Trinidad Scorpion Butch T pepper is between 855,000 and 1.4 million and currently holds the Guinness record as the world's hottest chili pepper. Most law enforcement grade pepper spray checks in between 500,000 and 2 million on the Scoville scale. Now that's hot. I don't think JB's Buffalo Rock Ginger Ale, though it is somewhat spicy, has ever been evaluated on the Scoville scale. Well, maybe we've really been looking in the wrong places for the source of global warming. Hit the buzzer, James. If you have a question about real weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.